Hello, Nadine here. I'm so glad you joined me on the tapestry of your life. God is so good, and I want to share with you how I came about to write my first book. I want to inspire you to stir yourself up and ask the Lord, what do you have for me to do that I haven't either thought about yet, or I thought about it, but I haven't done anything to bring it to pass. Maybe you haven't talked about it with God or with someone, or you just haven't put time or your talent and effort into accomplishing it. So the first book I wrote is Celebrating Life, and I was inspired by God to write this in celebration of my dad's 80th birthday. I encourage you to ask the Lord when different events or seasons are happening in your life. Ask God, what special gift do you have in mind? What are you thinking about, God, concerning this event or this person? And how can I participate in that? That's what I was doing as I was thinking about my dad's 80th birthday. I did not want it to pass me by as another birthday. I wanted the 80th birthday to be a celebration of life in a way that I had not acknowledged or celebrated before. And that's when the Lord gave me an idea about writing a book. Now, I had never written a book before, but that doesn't matter because God is the one who enables us to do all things through the strength of Jesus Christ. We ask God for help. He gives us help. We ask God to send us help. He sends people. He sends us resources. He sends us ideas of how to accomplish things. And so I believe I talked about this before on the tapestry of our life, but I wanted to share it again today. I felt a stirring up. Let's stir up. For some of us, it might be something you have done before. Maybe you have written a book. Stir yourself up to increase your pace, to rise to new levels. We are created in the image of God and in His likeness. Start expanding how you see yourself and those around you, how you see God and His kingdom and His church, His word. Like, we need to increase in all areas of our life. And so this one book, I knew, well, my mom is going to be having her 80th birthday several months later. And so I knew I would be doing two books. And I like a two-for-one special, don't you? So that brings me to the point that God so loved the world, John 3:16 says, that He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, the Savior of the world. So Jesus, the Son of God, came in the flesh, walked among us, and took our punishment when He willingly and obediently was crucified on the cross, fulfilling the word of God. And God raised Jesus from the dead so that I can be in right standing with God, so you can be in right standing with God. So we, every person, has this provision, this great treasure, this gift we need to activate with our own voice. So I'm encouraging you, if you haven't asked Jesus to be your Savior and Lord. Do that today with me today. If you have, share this podcast with someone. Share the good news of Jesus with someone. Let's keep inspiring others to live the new life that God purchased for us through the blood of Jesus. So you could say this with me. I invite you to say this with me. Heavenly Father, you said in your word, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For when you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. And that's from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 13 in the Bible. Now you can say, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe Jesus died for my sins and was raised from the dead so I can be in right standing with God. I am calling upon the name of Jesus. So I know, Heavenly Father, you save me now. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You make me a brand new creation. Your word says in Romans 10:10, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do believe with my heart, and I confess Jesus now as my Lord and my Savior. Therefore, I am saved. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and I welcome you to the family of God and eternal life forever in heaven. And just like I said about my first book, I knew I'd be writing a second book. God also had a double-double for us. He has salvation for us through the blood of Jesus. And he told his disciples before he left the earth, I am sending you a helper, one like me, the Holy Spirit, so that you will not be left alone as orphans, but he will come live inside of you to help you, to empower you, to teach you all things that I have said, to give you revelation, knowledge, understanding, to empower you to live your new life. So Acts, the book of Acts, and the Gospel of John, they tell us, the word tells us, about this baptism or filling of Holy Spirit. So as a new believer, as a Christian, a new creation, God gives us this gift of Holy Spirit. So we say, baptize me with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in new tongues. And Holy Spirit comes and fills us with his power, with his presence, that we might fulfill the divine purposes and plans that God has for us. And now you speak with new tongues. That means out of your belly, out of your spirit, rises up the Spirit of the living God, speaking in language you have not studied. We yield our mouth to the flow of living waters in our spirits. We draw it up like a bucket bringing up water with our mouth. And you begin to speak what's down on the inside of you, not what's up in your head. Everyone sounds different, but it's the one Spirit speaking the perfect plan and will of God for our lives and for those around us and for generations to come. So my tongue today sounds like this. Sheke manalakaye shutula kaha emonu satalahe ase motu shatalakaye she. You speak what's in your spirit together with me. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are so gracious. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father God, for having this victory plan of triumphing over death, hell, and the grave, established in heaven forever, to set us free, to settle the accounts that we are now redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus himself. And your very own spirit lives inside of us, causing us to rise up in victory, to walk in your divine purpose, and to be a blessing to every person we meet. Thank you for blessing us. I bless those who are listening to this podcast. I bless them with the blessing of God to rise up and be all that you've called them to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for joining me today. Jesus loves you, and welcome to the family of God.